I take back my philosophy.
Well. Look who's joined the party.
Look, that mac and cheese was fucking great.
It was so good. It was really good.
We'll hop around.
Yeah, we're living in the back of our car.
We're cruising around
every state in America with no doubt.
This is how we be traveling.
Thanks for tuning in.
Jim, I don't have a song for South Carolina.
Well, maybe some people see that as a good thing.
South Carolina. Episode podcast number 18. Welcome again, guys. Thank you for joining
us
on this adventure.
Thank you so much
for joining us this whole way through the South to state number 11, South Carolina. Here we are. First stop, Healing Springs.
Heal me!
These springs from the ground are supposed to heal you. They're special, they're powerful, they're magical.
And you might overhear an interesting conversation or two, like a lady going, I always come here and I pray to the Lord and I drink his water. Hope my leg gets better.
Yes, there are those people. Mm. There's a plaque there that it is supposed to be magical and mystical, this water from the earth.
It was.
For us, we just filled up our bottles, washed our faces, got the hell out of there. Then we drove straight down to the coast to Hunting Island State Park.
It's recently faced some devastation.
Yes, Hurricane Matthew.
Yes, would let us not forget about Matthew. Mm-hmm. He came through like a gust of wind. He blew all the trees down. Like a gust of wind, he came, tore that beach down.
Which is actually known for a lighthouse. It's one of the oldest lighthouses on the east coast of mm-hmm. the Eurosur. And that is still standing. And you can actually go up and walk in it. And we walked up the stairs. Yeah. But it was cool. And they had the little house there, which the lighthouse family lived in. And I got some very informative lighthouse information.
Yes.
About, like, the families that lived there and what they had to do and cart their heavy carts of oil right up to the top to light the flame. Or the light.
Yeah. For anyone out there who has like a romantic notion of being a lighthouse keeper, as I did, like I was like, that'd be a good life. Just get the fuck away from it all and just like escape. To get to town, they had to jump in a boat. Again, sounds good. Get in a boat and then you can just travel.
It wasn't a boat, it was a little raft.
Yeah, you have to travel for a day and then go into town, get your supplies, travel back. And a lot of the times you lose your supplies because, you know, the sea is unpredictable. And, you know, they just really struggled.
It's a hard life.
It was a hard life.
But the beach was also really lovely and We walked
for ages, yeah, kilometres like, and kilometres, or miles and miles.
Miles. A couple of hours we just walked along until we reached the end.
And it's like, good you get to kind of play along because, you know, Hurricane Matthew, mm-hmm. these trees that you get to kind of clamber over and climb on and just...
All over the sand.
Navigate
really
around.
Cool.
It was cool.
It was
good
super
place,
cool.
Huntington Beach.
And then we had a bit of a dip.
Yeah,
first,
it was a beach day, official.
Beach, like, fun, ocean day. And then we used the showers and we had our shampoo there, washing our hair. People were sort of looking at us. We're like, whatever, man, this is what you
do. That's the beach shower life. And, you know, we're happy to capitalise. The only thing is you open yourself up to, you know, just interactions and chatter with other people. This guy came up to us giving us recommendations of all these expensive restaurants of where to go check out. Mate.
I don't think so.
I'm currently... fist deep cleaning my ball sack. What makes you think I'm going to go now dress up and hit a fancy spendy restaurant, as you put it?
We didn't do that, but we did go to Charleston. Were you excited about Charleston?
Yeah.
Because I was, because a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, you'll love
Charleston. You're going to love it.
It's so good. It's so nice. We got there and it was a hole.
It is a hellhole.
Shit. The only good thing about it is it has the best mac and cheese in the world. It has been an award-winning thing. We went there and the place was way too fancy pants for us. So we were like, got the takeaway, went and sat out front while they watched us eat this incredible, creamy mac and cheese. Oh, my God.
It was good. It was very good.
It was good. So good. Well, after this incredible mac and cheese, we walked to the Charleston Bridge, which is probably the only good thing about Charleston. It was a pretty fucking long walk as well. It was like the San Fran Bridge. We were like, Jesus Christ, how long does this thing go? But it was nice. Went for a walk to walk off this huge mac and cheese that we just had. And we're like, see you later, Charleston. Not interested in you.
The next place. What?
We went to... the Koongari National Park. Okay, so we have like this thing. We're going to every single national park, as many as we can go to.
But at each national park, you should add, we're going to do a hike. That's how you do a national park, in our opinion.
In our opinion.
Some people might not agree, and you might need to do more or less. But technically, for us to say we check that national park out, we have to do a hike.
Yeah.
Preferably one it's known for.
Yeah.
But this one, it's not known for any hikes. It's not really known. The girl was telling us that, you know, you can get this nice hike around. Look, you could tell going in there, it was swamp. So.
And Jim's not a fan of swampland.
I don't like it.
We did a hike and we had the fastest pace ever because it was mosquito season and the lady was like, cover up. So you should have seen us. Like, everything was covered apart from, like, our eyes and nose and mouth. Like, everything around.
Just
that tiny little hole.
Swatting the whole way.
And, yeah, I had even have gloves on. It was a hot day, but I was like, we're covering up. The mosquitoes were absolutely disgusting. And we hiked so quickly through this muddy, swampy, gross waters. I was like, get us the fuck out of here.
Let's just get this done. But, hey, maintained a good clip. And, we got out of there.
That's
where I learned that word. The girl was like, you know, if you maintain a good clip, you get it done in an hour. All right, we're out of there. Let's get the hell on.
We were, but we went to Columbia, the little town of Columbia, which there wasn't really much there. I was excited because there was lots of world's largest there. There was the world's largest fire hydrant, the world's largest chain, and then they had a cool, like, painted tunnel on a wall that we pretended to, like, jump through, like a Wile E. Coyote scene.
That was fun.
The cool part, that night we went to a little town called Anderson and had our first sip of moonshine.
That's right.
That was the fucking strongest thing I've ever had in my life, and I died. I died. You're in the south, you've got to have some moonshine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, apparently. The sample life. And this was some strong shit.
Oh, my God. And they give you, like, just a thimble full of it. And I had, like, a sip, and I was like, Jesus Christ!
You do not want more than
that. Jesus Christ! That was intense!
Where's my moonshine?
After that, we actually went to probably one of the coolest towns in South Carolina.
What was that?
Greenville.
Oh, shit.
The town is known for its Reedy River Falls. It's this massive, gorgeous, like, waterfalls and river.
But it's not like massive waterfalls that you think where you know, above a massive
it's
stone.
It's among suburbia.
Yeah, it's just like levels of waterfalls all flowing down
over
in
rocks.
This public park.
Beautiful.
People were picnicking, walking around. It was jam-packed, but, like, in a really nice, lovely way. You felt like
Alice
there was
Wonderland.
Something...
That's what I felt.
It was. There were little nooks, little areas there. We ramble on about a lot of things.
We do.
About a public park.
Yeah.
This was beautiful. Gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. But it wasn't like...
Makes you want to stay in that town and live there.
Yeah.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Was really
jot that
cool.
on the old list. Greenville, South Carolina. Beautiful.
Really gorgeous. And our final stop, fuck, we really didn't spend a lot of time in South Carolina
small state,
at all.
Small state.
It is a small state. But our final stop was the oldest oak tree in living history. And it was majestic.
400 years old, yeah. Expected to live to 900. And you get there
really
and you're
cool.
Among the photographers with their DSLRs and shit. But you just stand back, appreciate that bit of nature and just see that... Yeah, we're just temporary.
It sort of like wraps around you. You're sort of standing there in this next to this big trunk and all these trees are just fanning out, like all these branches. You're like, far out.
It's majestic.
Huge. It was beautiful. And you didn't have to pay. That was also a plus.
And it just reaffirms the message I received in my first psychedelic encounter, which was, hey, listen. And it was from the very trees in the backyard I was tripping on. I said, you're just guests here, okay? We're... around, we've been around, we're going to be around. You're just coming in, having a nice little visit, the sample life, and off you go. And that's exactly what this was, a representation of that.
It was cool. It was really cool.
And on that note... That was South Carolina.
That was South Carolina. Quick sticks. But don't worry, guys. This podcast isn't over because we're going to double up here. We're doubling up. It's the Carolinas, folks. So that means... We're doing both, okay? Both
oh my
in
God.
One podcast.
Is this
Stop
a double
it.
Episode?
Shove it! It's
Bring
a double!
It on.
It
Did
is
you
a
think
double.
It was over? It's not.
State number 12, North Carolina. Okay, now this was another really good state. I'm really loving the South. South.
This was a really cool
It was part. Really good.
There's parts of the South in my mind initially before even visiting them. You have these negative connotations for whatever reason. But man, the South.
It was good.
Gorgeous.
So our first stop in North Carolina was in Charlotte, and it was at Pike's Soda Shop, which is famous for a scene in the movie Shallow Hell with Jack Black and Gwyneth Paltrow. They're famous for these milkshakes. So we went to, like, we'll obviously have to get a milkshake, but not only did we get a fabulous large milkshake, we got...
What was the milkshake? It was peanut butter chocolate, wasn't it?
It was peanut butter chocolate. It was so good. We got the best strawberry cobbler, freshly made that morning. And, like, the strawberries were, like, oozy and gooey and, like, saucy and... Oh, my God, it was delicious. And we tried for the first time pimento cheese, which is a certain cheese you get in the South. And it was just melted pimento cheese that you just dip nachos in. But Charlotte was really cool. After that, we went to this beautiful park called Freedom Park. We were just really loving life
that day. Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning and noting that we just the sun was shining. We were really feeling relaxed. Maybe it was a sugar rush from what we just
mentioned.
Strawberry
cobbler and the milkshake.
And the milkshake.
Also, the park is gorgeous.
Yeah,
Freedom Park.
Just strolling around, and it was perfect to lead in to what was date night. Just thought, let's have a date night.
Yep.
It's time for us to go treat ourselves to a nice little meal. And you happen to have a diner lined up. And we thought, let's make it there for the evening.
We drove for a while to get to this diner in Raleigh. Raleigh?
I'd say Raleigh.
In Raleigh. It was called Poole's Downtown Diner. So we thought it'd be a diner. And they were known for mac and cheese and a Royale burger. So we're like, sweet, that's what we'll get. And we walked in, we're like, this is a little bit fancier than we thought. I put jeans on for the first time in a long time because we'd been in, like, shorts and, like, trackies and gym gear for, like, the last however many months. And walked in, and their menu is seasonal, so the Royale burger wasn't there. But she's like, but it's okay. The mac and cheese is always here because that's what they're famous for. And I got to tell you, it may have been better than the best mac and cheese that we had.
Maybe because do you think it might have been because the bowl was smaller and it had that fresh fry out of the oven? And also, yeah, so because after a while with the other one we mentioned in South Carolina, it was
creamy. It was really creamy.
And it was a lot. Mm. So after a while, the mouth pleasure gets taken over.
Maybe speak for yourself on that one. Yeah. But the mac and cheese was really good. And we had some beautiful, like, yellowfin tuna as well.
Oh, God, we really splurged.
And we had some glasses of wine as well. And then I looked at Jim with my...
I had some local North Carolina beer.
I look at Jim with my big cheeky smile and I go, so there's a really nice dessert that looks really nice here. So we also got a chocolate panna cotta.
Which I don't regret
oh
one bit.
Oh, my God.
Not one bit.
So yum.
But in the back of my mind, whenever you ask that, it's like, I guess this is her industry, and she needs to get dessert ideas.
Exactly.
Which, you know, even though that sounds like an excuse, how many ideas have you received from the desserts that we've received?
Yes! Yes! Now we're going to be getting desserts forever!
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really good food. Loved it. Loved
Great
it.
Fan.
And then just slept at a rest area nearby. Again, we are hitting quite a few rest areas lately. It's hard, especially when you're near, like, a city, to find a good place to, like, free park overnight without
you
getting,
gotta
like,
weigh
knocked
it up
on the window by cops or whatever.
Exactly. But you also got to weigh it up with where you're going to next. Rest areas aren't all that bad.
Yeah.
The ones in America here, they're well equipped for overnight stays.
Yeah.
And you've got all the amenities you're after. And if you tuck yourselves in the right corner, it's better than worrying about being in a back street and just thinking,
getting a knock on the door.
Not just the knock on the door, but who knows who lives in that back street as well. So rest area is always like the nice safety element.
Exactly.
You know what's up and it's cool. But we've been balancing it, as we've mentioned, with some free camping.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get what you can when you get it.
When you get it. We decided we're going to head straight east and our first stop was Winston-Salem. Not the Salem, the witchy Salem that everyone knows in Massachusetts, but Winston-Salem, a bit like
Sovereign Hill. For preservation.
Hill. Yeah.
They're preserving the old world.
They still dress up in their, like, old outfits. They've got the little stores, you know, the blacksmith that you can go in and see all that stuff. Very
and
Sovereign Hill-y.
And they talk to you as though they're that person.
Yeah.
And they're like, they just put on their little caricatures,
exactly.
The characters.
But the lady at the visitor centre, she charged us $1 for a map.
Oh, dare she.
She got
us on the wrong side.
Because she got a map out and she started showing us where to go, writing down everything on the map. So the map was clearly ours. She was writing all the bits and pieces that we asked about. And she goes, okay, there you go. That's $1. And she's already written all over it. So I felt bad and I'm like...
It wasn't the dollar. It was that we were duped into believing it was for free.
Totally.
And she was helping, like an information visitor center should. And then she asks for $1. You jibbed me, bitch.
Yeah. So we took our dollar map And went through
and
the town.
And our mood.
And our mood.
We crossed the bridge.
Went through the town. And to go into, like, a lot of these shops, you also have to pay another $27 to get, like, a
per
little
person.
Card. So you have to go in shops. So we're like, no, we can see from the outside
Might
that there's
been.
A guy, like, making shoes.
We'll
okay?
Be fine.
I don't need to go in and ask
I'm
him
gonna
questions.
I'm not going to go in about, and this modern-day guy who clearly lives in 2017, which it was at the time, is going to pretend like he's in the 1800s. Yeah. All right, mate. I know that you go shop at fucking Whole Foods and Walmart and you get your half and half and you add it to your fresh brewed coffee. Don't act as if you grind it up like the old school and you wait for water to heat up on a fake boil.
What was good, though, was that they had this bakery. It was still the same bakery, hadn't changed. They had sort of built the shop around this oven. So everything made was how they made it back then. What they made back then, these like sugary loaves and all that stuff. And we're going to get something. But then we found 50% off bin because it was a day old. And we're like, it's only a day. We're like, boom. So we grabbed a couple of loaves, a couple of muffins, slices of bread.
Stocked up.
And it was really good. But we did that night, however, find a free camping, proper camping, not at a rest stop in that beautiful forest by a creek. I made meatballs and veggies. It was really gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And then the next day we hit Sliding Rock.
And I went for a run because, as we mentioned, I know if I'm going to have a shower, I'll get a run in. Mm-hmm. And the shower for this day was a little place called Sliding Rock.
Yeah.
Fresh river rushing water.
Mm-hmm. Freezing cold.
Where you go and you line up with all the kids and there's like a lifeguard at the top is like, well just go down this
lifeguard
part here.
Meaning like a 16-year-old dude.
Yeah, you know, that's what lifeguards are, right? And you slide down the rocks. And you just like zip on down. It's actually a lot
it's
of fun.
It's so much fun.
It's a wild
it's
ride.
It's just this massive flat rock on this huge diagonal with this water rushing.
Going
just
straight
fresh.
Down.
And you just go, woo, and just go straight
Splash
down.
Splash, and the water is freezing
cold. Oh, my
cold.
God. And then you just fall into this big hole of freezing cold water. Oh, my God.
And you're
it's
doing nothing
so
else but
fun.
Rushing to get back to shore. And then you do it again. And then I remember an old guy came up and he's like, hey, it's good to finally see some adults getting wet. Because if you look around...
I'm glad he called us adults.
Yeah, true, the way we were behaving. Yeah, looking around, parents, they're just watching their kids, encouraging them to do it. But there were a couple of adults who joined in the fun, of course. And it's like, why not? Get
usually,
out and play.
Usually to help their kids. Like, there was a couple of, like, little scaredy cat 11-year-olds. Yeah. Like, oh, it's really cold. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not that bad. You'll be fine.
You know what? Actually...
Enjoy this moment, because you might not be here again.
You might not, kid. They're not going to appreciate that type of appreciation of life.
Never.
It's only when you get old like us and then you're just like, fucking hell, we've got to hang on to every little thrill we can.
Jesus, that's true. But what was really cool about North Carolina as well, and it is in other states, but it's the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Mm.
So it goes through quite a few states. And the first time we were hitting it was in the tippy top corner of North Carolina. And it's just another incredibly gorgeous drive. Down south, there are some beautiful drives.
They've really built
it. So beautiful.
They've built it in that way for road trips. America as a whole is built to road trip. I mean, this is the best place.
But if you were like a motorbike rider, Uncle Greg, he would love this.
Yeah.
You know, or 100%. Sam as well.
Yes.
Like,
anyone who just loves a road trip, you could just do the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's gorgeous. And it's been well tread upon for decades now by American families. You know, that old station wagon vibe, get in the back. Hey, shut up back there. I'm going to turn this car right around now.
Okay. It's that beautiful windy road among trees, overlooking out cliffs and just gorgeous views of forests and it is really beautiful and love. And we stopped a couple of times and did some really cool hikes through like a little enchanted, like fairy tale type forest.
Oh, that was great. Like, and then you catch these amazing views and see the vistas of the Smoky Mountains in the distance. Thank you. And that fairy tale hike, I totally forgot about. That
Craggy
was gorgeous.
Craggy Bottom.
Shit name. Beautiful hike. Gorgeous.
Another enchantment of the Carolinas.
The Carolinas really winning us over.
It. But it is quite close to Asheville, which is a really cool, funky town.
Yeah.
So if you are...
Won't you take me to a funky town?
So if you are in Asheville, I'd suggest to get on the Blue Ridge Parkway, which you have to because it crosses through it anyway.
Yeah.
But Asheville, we actually got the tip from the director and the lighting director at Family Feud in Atlanta.
Yes.
They said, you have to go to Asheville. It's like a hippie cool town, like really cool, like vibe. And the first person we encountered, this guy had a bit of a chat with us, told us around like what to do and see around town. And he gave us his details. He's like, hey, if you need anything on the road or whatever.
Run into any trouble into any in trouble, town because he lived there.
Just call me.
Hey.
And we're like,
Southern
what?
Hospitality.
Like, that is so thoughtful.
Hashtag Southern Hospitality.
It was really nice. And I
it was just a
was
nice
really
welcome
lovely.
To town. And then the first thing we fell upon was the vegan festival.
Yes, random. That's the kind of town this place is. You know, there's a vegan festival. They also have, like, this cool thing around town, like these, like, little monuments with plaques everywhere. So you can go walk around and, like, read mm-hmm. stuff. So mm-hmm. we just sort of did, like, a little walkabout loop. The world's largest iron was there.
Oh,
I
yes.
was very excited.
Very exciting.
In this cool, like, art strip, like, crafty, like, art alleyway. But we were told to go to this cool, I guess, restaurant, cafe, maybe, called Tupelo Honey, again, by the
food. Tupelo.
Tupelo.
Tupelo Honey.
Tupelo Honey. And we had some amazing, amazing, like, it was our breakfast time.
It was great. And also, really you know, like, I'm all about the free refills at diners. This place had quality like coffee. So when they're refilling you that brewed, the good stuff. So I was 6 cups deep of quality coffee.
And the first thing they bring out when you sit down is their homemade biscuits and jam.
Oh, yeah, that was actually... That,
and honey,
that was a
obviously.
Highlight. Yes.
Like, to
so
pour
the honey and biscuit, and it's just part of the parcel of the of life.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good times. Great one, Asheville. Love ya.
Great one. Dude, I did like it. And again, a gorgeous day. Isn't it amazing the mood you get into when you have like a sunny day and you're walking around and you're like, fuck, life is so good.
It's great on a blue sky day. But when it gets grey and dreary at like 2 p.m., you're like, it's fucking over.
Yeah,
it's fucking over. Let's go sleep.
But the next stop was actually the end. We hit the Smoky Mountains National Park, which is in both Tennessee and North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So we hit in there with our, you know, with our intention to go for a hike. And actually ended up camping, paying for camping $20.
Okay, let that go. Let that go. It's gone.
To
you got to park in a national park. Yeah. You usually have to pay some big bucks.
Exactly.
That's pretty reasonable for a national park, I've got to say.
But it was actually a really nice campground as well, and it was cool. And so that was, and then technically, we're in Tennessee.
Yep.
In the Great Smoky Mountains, but. That's for another podcast because this is all about the Carolinas.
Yeah.
That's North and South.
Carolina. That's the Carolinas in one podcast.
Guys.
Doubleheader. Aren't you glad you stuck in? You tuned in today?
I know, right? I must be so happy for all those people listening.
But, yeah, thank you for tuning in. Please, we've got to, mate, should I stop saying about subscribing?
I think you should. No, I think you should continue.
All right.
We have an Instagram, guys, at Flop Around. We have a YouTube channel as well now that you can subscribe
to. Yeah.
We just do like tiny, like little GoPro updates, like once a week on just where we're at, because obviously these podcasts are sort of like flashbacks. So if you want to know where we're at now,
currently,
you can check out our YouTube channel, which is Unprepared Travellers.
Unprepared Travellers, indeed. And we're trying to, I think we're trying to hone in and capitalize on this last leg, if you will, 5 months that we've got left of this USA road trip. And I guess maybe we're feeling, you know, the end or the
Don't say it.
So we really want to document and make sure we get it all out and in the open. So here it comes. I think you're about to cry. You got a crying face on.
Do I?
Yeah. Are you going to cry?
Would never.
Travel's for life, baby.
I would never.
It's for life. Don't you worry. Okay?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. Subscribe. Hit us up as well on our vlopperound at Gmail. I don't know why you would, but if you want to, just fucking do it. It's like nice to hear that people are listening and if they like it or if they don't and what you'd want to hear more of or less of and what we can do to improve, because I guess we're going to keep doing this. There's no stopping us now.
No stopping us
All right?
Ain't no stopping us now.
Yeah.
We're on a move.
And... as always, you can all suck on my nuts!